When the economy stalls, graduate and professional schools usually experience a spike in applications. People with gloomy job prospects figure it's a good time to beef up the resume, or they prepare to switch careers through more education. That is happening in especially dramatic fashion at law schools, as NPR's David Mulpis reports.
The atmosphere at the admissions office at Boston College's law school is one of heightened turbulence, according to Judy Levenfield. She's a temporary consultant called in to help the staff handle this year's extraordinary number of applications.
They're somewhat overloaded and incredibly in high gear. They sort of have this siege mentality.
Nationwide, law school applications are up 36%, and the number is much higher at dozens of schools, including Boston College, the University of Pittsburgh, and Vanderbilt University in Nashville. At Vanderbilt, thick application packages cover the admissions office front counter. They are piled high on cubicle desks and along the floor.
Personal statement. Could you hold just a moment? Law school admissions. This is Linda. Could you hold just a moment?
It's gotten so bad the staff has had to come in some Saturdays at 7 a.m. to make way for the next week's load of mail. Vanderbilt Law Dean Kent Siverud, in an interview earlier this month, said the school has never before experienced this much one-year growth in applications.
We're up 55% as of yesterday.
One of those building up Vanderbilt's numbers is Eric Schaefer. He's applying to the business school and the law school, hoping to get joint degrees. That way, he says, he'll have a better shot at running a company someday. But this computer programmer says he hadn't planned on taking that route until he became a dot-com refugee. The internet startup company Schaefer relished working for in New York went bust last fall. So did his job prospects. Now Schaefer has become a somewhat reluctant grad school applicant.
I have to say it's the best job I've ever had. I really hope to find one that I enjoy as much, and I would never have left of my own free volition. If the option was still to work there, I would probably still be there. And I have to say that just about all the dot-comers I know didn't leave because they wanted to, because a pink slip arrived on their desk.
Schaefer is just 2 years out of college, but that makes him part of the trend towards younger graduate students. Two-thirds of law school applicants are 25 or under. That's somewhat surprising considering that law had little appeal to undergraduates 4 years ago. Now, though, more young people see a legal education as a means to greater job security. Unemployment among 20 to 24-year-olds currently is 65% higher than the overall unemployment rate. Bruce Tulgan, a Connecticut-based consultant, says younger workers are also at a disadvantage because corporate layoff strategies have changed.
In the last recession, the prevailing downsizing strategy was to cut older, more expensive workers while retaining and even hiring younger, less expensive workers. But companies are being much more strategic now. They're cutting people with fewer skills, less experience, fewer established relationships, less institutional memory. That usually means cutting young workers.
Ben Griffith, another recent college grad, has experienced that repeatedly. He is ready for a break from what he calls 3 hellish years of continuous hirings and layoffs.
Like, you go back to school and you're automatically 3 years, you know you're going to be in school, you're not going to have to be looking for a job. And maybe this economy will go back up, so it's kind of a biding time kind of thing.
We caught up with Griffith in Nashville at a prep course for the law school admission exam. Kaplan, the company offering the course, says enrollments are booming nationwide, not only for law prep tests, but for business school and various grad school exams as well. Kaplan teachers say the recession is driving the trend, but they also are sensing idealistic motivations, especially after the events of September 11th. As one teacher says, young people are thinking more about how they can make a difference. At Boston College, Judy Levenfield says seeking justice is a common theme among today's law applicants.
Certainly in the pool of applicants whose essays I'm reading, there is a much more sense of social justice and much less overt expression of interest in corporate America. Some of them want to become prosecutors. Some, particularly minority students, are very interested in issues of racial profiling and civil rights.
Unfortunately, for the thousands of extra applicants this year, most law schools are not expanding class size to accommodate them. The schools are just getting more selective. David Mulpis, NPR News, Nashville.